of Resh Samach Aleph, Parshas Bal Lo Yischa. Oyoy, my left hand column. Oyoy, my Bal Lo Yischa Sanera is when you kindle the lights. So the Pasuk says there, when you kindle the menorah, Bal Lo Yischa Sanera is a mul pnei ha-menorah yiru shiva sanera is to the middle, to the center of the menorah, should the seven candles illuminate. Okay? So the Gemara 9. Letters are called candles. Shebahem hamachshava, because in them is thought. Soid shemen, which is the secret of oil. Kenoida b'zayir hakadosh. As the Hedik HaZayir says, that shemen is machshava. Therefore, Neiros traditionally refers to little lanterns, not the candles, but the lanterns. So the lanterns that have the oil, therefore, are called Neiros. Vehatovas Neiros, that being the case, what is the mitzvah of kindling the lights? Hem lehetiv oisiois, it is to correct, to purify the letters. And to get rid of the refuse, shehem hamachshava zores, which are extraneous. What do they call them? Extemporary thought. Thought which is inappropriate. To get rid of those thoughts. Those are called the machshava zores. Vehine yesh oisius beged kapiris. There are letters called Beged Kapiris, Beis Gimel Dalit, Kuf Pei Resh Tav. What's unique about these letters? These seven letters are Kfulim. They are letters that have two manifestations in the Hebrew alphabet. I looked up the Zohar today that speaks about this. These letters have what's called a soft expression and a hard expression. Dogush and Rafi, that's Rach v'kosha. They have a gentle expression. They can all be said in a soft way. And they can all be said in a harder way. Well, so some of them we're familiar with, right? Beis and Veis we're familiar with. Saf and Tuf we're familiar with. Pei and Fei we're familiar with. Those are the three that are common to us. The other ones, and I believe that some of the Sephardic pronunciations do have different forms of gimel and jimel, and we also have chaf and kaf. But these seven letters have expressions which are soft and hard. Vez is the soft, bez is the hard. Chaf is the soft, kaf is the hard. Fe is soft, pe is hard. So that each of these are kfulim, they're double letters. And they are therefore din and rachamim. They are compassion and harshness. Upirushehu. What is it saying to us? Why is it these beged kapoides? What does that mean? Beged hu loshon levush. A beged is a garment. Shenislabshu b'levush of. It is garmented in a thick garment. And it comes down to a place which is a language of sinners. That's beged. You have it says by Yankov Avinu. He smelled the fragrance of his clothes. Yitzchak smelled the fragrance of his clothes. Esreach boigdav. He smelled the fragrance of the sinners. Is alkain for this reason. Tzorich kinuach v'kapara. What's required where there is sin is kinuach v'kapara, is cleansing and atonement. Meloshen boye the kipura yode b'haigavra. What's required is an atonement for this person. Meaning, if the person is a boigid, if the person is a sinner, that requires kapiras, that requires an atonement. Kishivas neir. So why does it apply to these seven? What does it have to do with these seven? Kishivas Neirois, because these seven candles, Hemzayim Bechinois, these are seven different categories of life. Zayin Yimei Binyan, Shoyim Misnag Bahen, they are the 7 days of creation that the world operates within them, otherwise known to us as the seven Midois. Ven Kfulois, and all the seven Midis are in doubles. Din Virachvim, they can express themselves in harshness or in compassion. We just turn to Resh Samach Beis. We just turn the page. Ve'atzadik, so a person who utilizes these seven midas for their correct intention, for their what they were intended for. So what he does is he takes the expression of the letter which is harsh, and mahapech midas hadin the midas harachvim. He is able, by using the midah for the correct intent, is able to transform the attribute of harshness into the attribute of compassion. But the wicked do the opposite. They take midas harachamim and they turn it into midas hadin. Therefore, so we understand how each attribute in life can be used for both purposes. The tzaddik can take the din and be mahapachit rachmim. The rasha can take the rachmim and be mahapachit rachmanu litzlon the din. Ubihis alem el mikorom shu pnei amenoira. But when the tzaddik comes and uplifts the midah to its source, which is pnei amenoira, makim shekola zayin b'chines mikablim misham, the source from where. All of the midas stem, Oz ba'or p'nei melechayim. Then what the person does is he mirrors the image, the midah in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesham ein shinui klal. When you take the midah back to its source, there is no distinction between the midah of rachmim and the midah sadin. Rak ha'koyel rachamim pshutim. In that place, it is simple, pure, absolute mercy. B'li shom taruv izdin klal, without any smackings of harshness at all. Kishom achdus gomor, because in the source, even the midas hadin is simple midas rachamim. Next paragraph, Ulchein Amru. For this reason, Chazal say, Gabi Ner Marovi, vis-a-vis the Ner Marovi, this is unbelievable. How do we normally translate? The middle pillar of the menorah was called the Ner Marovi, right? Mairev means west, right? Shleihoyakova, that Ner Marovi, tell us Chazal, it was never extinguished. It always burnt. It's where he finished lighting, and it's where he started lighting. Mimena yamadlik, from it he began lighting the other candles. Ubahi Messiah, and he finished with it. What's the significance of an Ner Maravi that it doesn't finish? Kichol haneirois, because all the other candles, Shema Zayim, B'chinesh, Nislab, Shuvio, Dilemata, which are the seven candles that are, as he said earlier, are fashioned, are robed in these various expressions here below of either Rachmim or Din, depending on who's activating it. Yesh bohem kviya lepamim. Down here, these midas invariably experience extinguishing. Meaning, afal pisha adam mislayv lepamim, even if the person is engulfed in great passion at times. Shabbos, yontiv, by a mitzvah, a person experiences a bren. The light is illuminated. The fire is burning. But, there are times when we're totally down and out. There are times when you experience the candles are out, right? The lights are on and nobody's home. There's no bren. There's no excitement. That's reality. Sometimes we're on. Sometimes we're off. Ki as the pasuk says, ki achai is rotzav v'shoyv. There is, with regard to the chiyus, with regard to the energy, it ebbs and flows. Therefore, v'yesh hafsaka. There are times that it cannot flow. We can't be on all the time. As the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught, Kitainuk Timidi En Yochel Lekaba. Constant pleasure is no pleasure at all. That's true as it expresses itself in the human condition. But when you take the Midah back to its source, Shuachdusan, which is their place of unity, their place of oneness, Shom Ein Kovin. There, then never goes out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the source in the Midas, that's never extinguished. V'nikra Ne'emarovi, why is it called Ne'emarovi? Zukta Hafda V'fela, you thought until now it was called Ne'emarovi because Marovi means west. Zukta Heli Gemara Naim, it's called Ne'emarovi from the language of Ta'aruvais, from the language of mixture. Shasham is Arev Hakol, that's the source where they're all mixed in, where they all come from. Kikol B'chinis Ad Sham, because all expressions here below, when they come to that place, Choizrin, they return, Umis Arvin, they're once again mixed up, Bisharshim, in their source, Lis Achid Be'achdusai, to become one and unified in Hashem's unity. Umimenu Tzrichim Lahadlik, and we need to go back to the source to reignite our own Midas. Because the chiyus that comes from Hashem, that comes to the human being. Ubo misayim, and with him it ends, meaning Rotzalayim. That is to say, kashemagia lamata, in Ribbono Shel Olam, it's always on. But when it finally reaches the human being, bo misayim, meaning yesh hafsako misayim, by human beings, it stops, it goes out, it extinguishes. Because since this energy comes from Hashem to the human being, what we need to do is once again return it back to its source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's got to stop, because otherwise it becomes a Tainuk Tamidi. It becomes a constant pleasure. And a constant pleasure is no pleasure at all. Back up to the top of the page. Now let's go back to understand the pasuk. Tells the pasuk, "Baloischas aneiros hemoisius." When you elevate the letters, Targum Unklus comes the Targum and translates, "Baad lekusach yas beitzinayo." When you kindle the lights, Shehu says the Maranaim, "Bis halavusecha," in your bren, in your fire. Oz tale oisam, what's your mission? You're commanded to elevate them el mul pnei ha-menorah, to the center of the menorah. V'oz layu kovin, and then they never have to go out. If we're left as independent human beings, so invariably it will be extinguished. But if we're raising it up to their source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ba'o pnei melechayim, if we're raising it up to the face of the living king, told me the over like Choshech, where there's always light and never darkness, was Yairu Shivas Aneirois. Then the Pasuk says, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yairu Shivas Aneirois. Then you can count on the fact that they will always be illuminated. V'le Yishum Kviya, they will never go out. Says Rashi, V'zeu Lahagid Shvocha Shala Aaron Shalei Shina. Says Rashi, this comes to say the praise of Aaron, Shleishina, that he never changed. That he, when he experienced the Midah, when he was going through any one of the seven Midas, he made sure to connect it heavenward to the source of the Midah, and as a result, he never changed. I mean, he didn't have experiences. Sometimes he was Din, sometimes he was Rachman. He was always connected. If he was always connected to the source, it was always Rachman. With this introduction, we can understand the Medrash. It's also Gemara he brings here in the footnotes. Vayivin Tzaya Orein. This week you have Parsha Vayivin Tzaya Orein in the Torah. And before it and after it, there's these upside down nuns. Says the Gemara, also the Aselem Simonius, make symbols. L'maylu l'mata, before it and after it. Loima to tell us, she'en ze mekoyma, that parsha really doesn't belong here. V'heichad mekoyma, where is its correct place? B'digolim. This parsha really belongs among last week's parsha, when we talked about the camps of the Jews with the flags. V'loma kosvikan, say Chazal, why does it bring it here? K'dei lahafsik, in order to create a separation between these two parshas. Says the Maranaim, let's understand this metaphorically speaking. Ki ha'orain, because the ark, right, vayivin tsoya orain, when the ark traveled, ha'orain hem ha'oisiyos. The ark is made up of letters, shebohem ha'machshava, which is the housing of thought. Kedimyan ha'orain, which is symbolized by the orange, Shabbai Aluches, wherein were contained the tablets. Ve'amachshava, everybody knows that thought, Nikra Luach, is called a tablet, as the Pasuk says, Kosva Maluach Libach, write them on the tablets of your heart. So therefore, the orain is a person's machshava. Ve'ha'oisiyas yoredu lamata, these letters travel. They travel below to this world, l'makom ha'shofel, to this lowly world, v'shinui midin l'rachmim, and they change from compassion, from harshness to compassion, nechem behepach, and so to otherwise. Va'ibin soya ha'orain. So these letters travel from their source to places where they go through all kinds of transformations. Says the two nuns, loima, this comes to tell us, shein ze mekayme. This isn't really where these letters belong. We really need to take them and elevate them to their source. Where do they really belong? They belong by the flags, meaning a place where everything is gathered in. This is the language of Degel, which is a gathering place. Where is the gathering place of all the Midas? That gathering place is above, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ein Sof Baruch Hu, that's the infinite God. V'lama kas v'kan, if that's the case, why is it written here? K'dei lahafsik, in order that we will experience interruptions, meaning we'll have on times and off times. Why is that necessary? Sh'tainug to me, di'en etainug. Because constant pleasure isn't pleasure, v'hoven, and understand this well.